We zijn nog steeds in Chatham, maar we lopen niet buiten. We zijn ook niet bij de Historic Dockyard. Daar zijn we niet. Nee, we zijn in het Royal Engineer Museum. Dat geeft een beeld van de genietroepen die Engeland rijk was en ook rijk is. We hebben net met James Scott in de vorige uitzending al heel veel dingen gezien. In dit museum heeft ons eigenlijk de geschiedenis laten zien van de soldaten in die tijd. De vele oorlogen die er waren, waar wij in Nederland de helft nog niet van kennen. Dit jaar is, en ook de komende jaren, staat Wereldoorlog 1 en ook Wereldoorlog 2 weer in de volledige belangstelling. In Nederland was er geen Eerste Wereldoorlog, alleen de Tweede. In België wel. Daarom zijn we ook het museum. James Scott heeft ons uitgenodigd. Hij is een van de curatoren hier. En wij willen eigenlijk een beeld geven, u laten zien, alles over de Eerste Wereldoorlog. James, please tell me.
Okay, so we're just at the start of our First World War section here, and you can see the start of the war. The British Army became increased in size vastly. So here we have some examples of the propaganda posters that were used to attract people into the army, into the Royal Engineers. And throughout the war, the engineers actually became the biggest corps in the army, the British Army, eventually becoming extremely large because of the work that they had to do. Yeah. So you can see some of the posters here, and this is some of the recruitment material we have here as well. Moving on, as well as increasing in size, the number of duties that the engineers had to carry out increased as well. So, for example, on this side, we have things relating to the art of camouflage. This is something that the engineers had to create, so they camouflaged our trenches. And also camouflaged our snipers and created observation posts. So you can see here that they would camouflage different positions in houses, in trees. So that was very important in the early days of camouflage. This case here represents another important task. They had to set up workshops in France and Flanders. And what these did was resupply the army directly from there instead of bringing all the supplies back from Britain. So very, very important, and also important in innovation. The British Army didn't have a hand grenade at the start of the First World War, for example. You can see here the evolution of the hand grenade, and it eventually becomes the pineapple-shaped grenade that you'd recognise today. That was designed by an individual engineer, Royal Engineer. So very important for the improvement of British equipment. Okay.
Yeah. Look naar de volgende zaal. James Scott vertelt.
We also have a lot of things. We try and look at the individual soldiers and their story as well. So we have some of the individual letters and papers from individual soldiers, and we try and give photographs as well to put a name to the material that we have on display here. So there are a lot of stories that you can look at, some of them quite sad, some of them quite amusing as well.
Natuurlijk, de mens achter de soldaten uit die tijd. En Scott laat ons dit allemaal zien. Mensen die geïnteresseerd zijn, kijk even op de website van het Royal Engineer Museum. Maar kom vooral kijken, omdat je ook heel veel voorwerpen ziet uit die tijd die hier zijn tentoongesteld. Een beeld geven van de Engelse troepen, de genietroepen in de Eerste Wereldoorlog.
Okay, so this part of the World War One gallery here, it deals with the different fronts that the engineers would have fought on. So the Western Front is obviously probably the most important where the war was won. Here the engineers would have been critical in creating the trench networks, mapping them, scouting on raids and things like that, carrying out mining, a huge number of tasks, transportation, water transport. Here we have a number of objects that symbolise what they did. You've got some wire cutters that showed how they tried to help the advance move forward. We've got a trench club here that was taken from one of the German soldiers that they came across. These were used on the trench raids to kind of knock people on the head and then take them back to question. Quite an interesting object.
En een helm, ik zie daar een helm liggen van een Duitse soldaat nog, met echt een Pruisische soldaat met een. It's typical for the Germans at that time. It's very heavy.
That's a Prussian helmet. Guards helmet with the spike at the top. Their traditional sort of helmet. Here we have some things relating to Gallipoli. These are some of the things that the engineers brought back, including a Turkish flag. Obviously, they were very important there. It was quite a, it was a big operation. It did end in failure, but the engineers were important in supplying and getting the army to where they needed to be. We also have a nice bit of trench art here. Sometimes you get these. These are the things that the soldiers created when they were sat in the trenches. They were bored. It was used to kind of improve morale. So we have these nice objects that were made out of artillery shells. We have, let's have a look, these brooches. These are the corps badge. They were made out of mother of pearl while they were there in Gallipoli.
Het is niet alleen in België en Frankrijk, maar de oorlog heeft, de Eerste Wereldoorlog was er natuurlijk ook voor deze troepen, vooral in Egypte, Palestina, Israël, Mesopotamië staat daar zelfs, dus tegenwoordig Irak.
Engineers were also involved in Mesopotamia, of course, and Salonika and Macedonia. You can see here really good examples of the work they did. This is a 3D relief map of the area, so this enabled people to get an idea of the rough terrain that the army would have had to encounter in that area. Moving on quickly. This is, you may be able to hear, this is an example of what a trench dugout would have looked like. This is something that the engineers built for the army. And you can see a couple of soldiers sat in the trench dugout here. Some of the equipment they would have used, including a field telephone, which reminds me, one of the more important things the engineers did is improve the lines, create and improve the lines of communication that the army had. A very important task.
Dus onder de grond en staat voorzicht bij gesprekken, feind hört mit, dus een soort schuilhut. En je krijgt eigenlijk een beeld van de Eerste Wereldoorlog op allerlei, in allerlei fronten hier van de genietroepen. In de volgende uitzending komen we even bij jullie terug.